Hey.
Hi. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast. My name is Ian Campbell.
And I'm Benjamin Beam.
Yay.
We're not dead.
We are not dead.
No. And neither is the podcast.
We're alive.
I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
Stop that. Don't lick me.
That was, he's talking to the dog.
The dog.
He's talking to the dog. Yes. Let's clear that up. So it's been a little while.
He's 6 months to be precise.
Yes. We just figured that out.
Yep.
So the last time we were here doing this, I was washing trucks, correct?
Correct.
That was my occupation. That has changed.
Yep.
In November, I think the last one we did was in October, right?
Yes.
And then in November, I went to this academy called the Corrections Academy for Shelby County, and they taught me how to be a corrections officer, which is what I've been doing ever since. It was 9 weeks long.
Which is a prison cop.
Yeah, prison cop. I'm a cop in jail, or the police, as the inmates call us. But that has been an interesting and eye-opening experience, to say the least. As we discussed earlier, there's quite a few stories that I could tell, but I probably shouldn't because I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. So just know that some interesting things have happened to me while I've been working as a prison cop.
In Memphis.
In Memphis. Yeah, that's an important part for Shelby County. But it has been a great, so far it's been a great job. It's still not quite what I want to do, you know. I'm not in a patrol car yet, so there's that. But it is.
It's a step.
It is a step. It's a step in the right direction. It's in the field I want to be in, and it's been very educational towards. It will help me when I actually do get on the street, but it's been good to me so far. You know, it's helped.
Yeah.
It's a good
better
job.
Pay.
Yeah, better pay, good job. Like it's I mean, as long as it sounds bad, but as long as there's crime, I'm gonna have a job. So
yeah.
good benefits, you know. Shelby County takes care of its employees fairly well. So it's been really cool. It's been really good. I mean, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
For the last
six
months.
That's part of why we put a pause on the little hiatus.
Yeah, a little 6 months, half a year hiatus.
Yeah,
because it just got to be too much trying to go through the academy.
Yeah,
and you with doing all the stuff that you're about to talk about.
Yeah,
we just got bogged down with life.
Yeah,
which happens.
Well, you know, we had to get our priorities in order and take care of our families.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you got to put your dreams and your desires on hold to do that.
Which we did.
We did.
But now we're back at it.
Yeah.
So.
And I was saying earlier, in a perfect world, I would have been doing what I was doing to provide for my family. At the same time that Ian was doing his, but just the nature of the beast, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of this year, I have been studying to become a school teacher, a teacher of the English language to young human minds.
Humans?
Humans.
Humans?
Humans.
Where are you from, Ben?
I don't know. I just like saying humans.
You're not from Jersey.
No, I know. I just think it sounds cooler than humans.
There's an H in that word. You said you're about to teach the English language and you don't know how to say humans.
I know how I like to say humans.
Which is the wrong way.
Maybe.
No.
Anyway. So I am currently in the process. I have not been hired on yet, but I have had an interview with the DeSoto County School District to be either a middle school or a high school teacher. High school is my preference, but I will take what they will give me. And I have applied to some local private schools as well. And I have taken the Praxis 1 and 2 tests, which were very hard.
That Just the title does make my head hurt. I don't know what
Praxis?
That means. Yeah.
I don't know where they came up with it.
It sounds like, it actually kind of sounds like a superhero.
I don't, he does, a little bit.
We should make a superhero we called Praxis.
Praxis, that would be cool.
He could teach people violently.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
So those were very hard, mostly because they require you to learn some math.
Yeah.
And I was never very good at math.
I'm
That's why
still not good
I
at
like
math.
English. And but it was good, and the Lord really helped me, truly, a lot. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten through it if it hadn't been for a lot of prayer and the Lord's favor. So that is a good thing. And because of that, I am, I have applied to a Mississippi offers a alternate path to teaching for people who have their bachelor's in another field, but were not certified. Weren't education majors,
mm-hmm.
Like myself. Hey, so it's like a 3-week program in June, and so I've applied to that, and I should know in about a month whether or not I've been accepted.
Yeah.
And I should also know in about a month and a half, 2 months, whether or not I've gotten hired on by one of the schools for the next fall. So yeah, things are looking up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
And when's the date? Again, which everybody knows about, right?
What, for my wedding?
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, that happened
yeah.
before we started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're shooting for October 11th.
So it'd be awesome if this happened.
Yes. Yes, it would. And I say shooting for because of, I don't know when fall break is. And I don't want to get married on a Saturday and go back to work on Monday.
Ugh.
So we might change the date depending upon when fall break is. If I'm teaching, then
yeah.
I would want to do it the Saturday of fall
yeah.
break.
Yeah. I don't know. Ethan did that, and I have no idea. Like Ethan got married and then went away the next day.
The next day.
He didn't even have a day. He had a
night for like months, right?
Yeah, well, it was about 10 weeks, 11 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, he came back in like a week, right? Like he came back
once
a week.
Yeah, he comes back. He came back. He was there Sunday night through Thursday, most of Thursday. He came back Thursday night, was home until Sunday night and when he went back. And that's how he, for the whole 10 or 11 weeks, he was, that's how he did it.
Man.
But still, man.
That's rough.
Get married and just leave. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not, Ben. I'm not.
I'm not either. That's why I don't want to do that. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Like we said, trying to be responsible and...
Trying real hard.
Yeah. Trying to be men.
Men. Manly men.
Manly men.
Because we're men. Manly men.
In other news... A lot of things have happened in the realm of comic books and comic book movies.
Yeah.
In the past 6 months.
Yeah. Some cool stuff.
A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen Captain America twice, and I'm going to see my second time tonight.
It's awesome. It's so good.
Oh, man. Ugh.
You know what bugs me about this? About that movie, or not... Not about the movie, but about going to see it.
What?
At the end. Oh, crap. I'm about to spoil stuff.
Should yeah, I we should go this? Ahead and say spoiler alert if you
yeah.
haven't seen it.
Spoilers.
Stop listening to
yeah,
this episode.
Skip this part, which I'm pretty sure 100% of the people who are going to listen to this episode
have
are
seen
my
it.
Guys in my group.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they've already seen it because I went with them.
And Matt
so.
And Garrett.
Yeah, and Matt and Garrett.
And Carlos.
And Carlos, which I'm certain he's seen it already.
Yeah.
Right? He's probably seen it. He probably saw it like the day it came out.
Probably.
We have to get him on this podcast.
We do.
Like, really
He's a
bad.
Busy man, too. He takes
he
care
is.
Of his family.
He does. He's a hardworking man. So we gotta work with him. We got to go to his on his schedule, which
yeah.
is probably like a Saturday. So I think we could do that.
Speaking of Carlos.
Yeah.
He has been given the privilege by his wife of
oh.
designing his... son's
oh,
room. Have you seen pictures?
No.
She let him have a Star Wars room.
Oh.
And so Carlos has been picking out
I want a Star Wars room now.
He's got a rug of the the white creature from Hoth.
Oh, the what is it called? The thing that he got in?
I'm going blank.
Oh no. I can't remember what it's called.
Well, anyway, he's got one of those.
I just lost so many nerd cred.
I know, me too. Lost
nerd cred.
I know.
Anyways, go ahead.
Like all kinds of awesome Star Wars stuff. Like anytime I see anything at the store, I send him a picture and the price. He's usually seen most of it already, but yeah, it's awesome. He's got to bring that boy up right.
Yeah. And he's got to write by in the way of showing him the old ones first.
Yes.
Or just only, really.
Just only.
Just those. Really. Just those. That'd be fine. Just leave everything
especially
else.
Especially, you can skip the Phantom Menace. The other two, yeah. Not so bad. Not great, but not
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah.
The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
What was going on?
I know. Come on.
I liked it when I was a kid because I didn't know any better. But come on.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What was I saying?
Back to comic books.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, you know, at the end of, you know, there's two scenes at the end of Iron Man, or not Iron Man, Captain America.
Yeah.
And the both times I went and saw it, when the first one is the one with Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in it. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So.
The twins.
The twins, which they call them because they don't have rights to the X-Men.
Yeah.
Which is, I really. I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't either.
Okay. So, whenever. Like, this is just something that bothers me because I'm a comic book nerd. And it bothers me when people don't know what they're talking about comics,
mm-hmm.
which makes me so much worse of a nerd.
That's like nerd hipsterism.
Yeah. But it makes me so angry because, like, okay, so it starts out with the dude talking to, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but the German dude, starts out that way, and then it, you know, they pan
Himmler?
Around. I can't remember his name.
We're losing all kinds of creds.
We are, dude. Dang. I was never really a big, like, I read Captain America just because I love the Avengers, and, like, I know, like, and most of what I read about Captain America were bleed overs from the Avengers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's most of the knowledge I have about Captain America is from, you know,
yeah.
the Avengers and everything. So I was never a huge Captain America fan. Anyways, that kind of maybe helps me a little bit. But anyways, so they, you know, the dude's talking to the other dude and they're all Hydra this, Shield that, blah, blah, blah. And then, they're panning around and then they say, you know, he kind of says, you know, Hydra and Shield, they're just a flag that, or a coin and a currency that no longer exists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, and then they pan over and they see, you know, the Loki Pokey Stick.
Yeah.
And
I thought of you when I saw that.
Yeah. Loki Pokey Stick.
Loki Pokey Stick.
That's what I said. And everyone laughed at me. Cause I shouted it in the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just me and four people in there, but you know, whatever. cause it was like 12 in the afternoon or in the day.
But that's sidebar. Not to distract you. I was really upset because I went on Friday night, like the Friday that supposedly opened, even
yeah.
though it was like 8 o'clock on Thursday is when it came out.
Yeah.
Because they don't do midnight showings now.
Yeah.
So the midnight showing is 8 o'clock on Thursday. But anyway, Friday night on the 4th, when it was supposedly its debut, there was like maybe 20 people in there.
Oh.
And I was like, I mean, granted, it was like a 10:30 showing, but I was like,
come on.
Seriously?
It's freaking Captain America.
That really concerned me. I was like, are people losing interest in this franchise?
Yeah.
Because if they do, then they're going to lose money, and then they're not going to be able to finish.
And I'm going to be mad.
And I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. This is the best ever, and they're going to screw it up.
Yeah.
But then turns out it was like number one in the box office and all this other stuff. So
oh, it did?
Yeah.
It okay, did. I never looked that up, so yeah. I was concerned.
It did. Apparently, it did really well. I could be completely wrong, but I think I'm pretty
cool.
sure.
Cool. Maybe it's just well. Mississippi.
Yeah.
Or
dang rednecks.
I don't know.
Just kidding. I'm not rednecks. Anyways, so it pans over to the Loki Pokey stick, and everybody's like, "Oh, Loki's coming back." I'm like,
what?
You're an idiot. Loki never went anywhere. and because you know he died,
yeah, right.
in the Thor the Dark World,
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, you guys are dumb. You're real dumb.
Yeah.
And. Because
did they not see the ending of the Dark World?
Exactly. But that's not even that. Like, it had that staff, you know, has nothing to
it
do
with Loki. It doesn't do with Loki, anymore.
It's about the Infinity Gem that's in it.
Yeah, right.
And people don't.
It's going to tie in with the Guardians of the Galaxy more, right?
Yeah, and because
the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, Infinity Gem is a gem that's in the Infinity Gauntlet that is worn by Thanos, which makes him immortal. And
I'm super excited about Thanos. He's probably one of my favorite Marvel villains.
He's one, yeah. He's like, yeah, he's one of mine too. Him and I really like Apocalypse, but Apocalypse is too like, oh
yeah,
you know, super bad guy. Like I don't know. I still like
and the Destroyer too, but he's kind of it's too like
too hard. I guess. You know, I don't like my. You know, heroes to look like their children.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want them to be beaten, like to beat the bad guys with too much ease.
Yeah.
But I also don't like.
He's like the Superman of villains. It's like, got you.
Yeah.
I saw you coming.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Okay, let me win.
You got to get your break somewhere.
Yeah. But.
So, yeah.
I'm really excited. But also, like, because then they show that, which is like, okay, we knew that because he was in the end of the Avengers, and, you know, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But then they keep walking around, and they turn the corner, and you see two, like, young adults, I guess they would be.
Yeah.
They're not, like, teenagers, but they're young, and they're, like
spazzing out.
Yeah, like, freaking out, and, like, one of them is, like, freaking out, zooming around this little, they're in these little glass cages, and one of them's just, like, zooming around the cage, like, at super speed every once in a while, like, he's got some kind of superhero Tourette's or something.
Yeah.
And the other one is creepily, with her eyes way too wide open, making things float with the little red, you know, force field.
Telekinesis Kyle.
Yeah, it's Telekinesis Kyle. and then all of a sudden, you know, he's talking about him like, wait till like something like, I quit listening both times. I told myself, I was like, I'm going to listen to what he says. But every time they come up on the screen, I'm like, oh, it's them. It's them. And then I'm like, crap, what'd he say?
I don't remember what he said.
I don't remember. He calls them the twins, and he called them horrible miracles instead of mutants, which is. I'm pretty sure they, at some point in the comic books, the mutants are called Horrible Miracles, which I think that's why he said that.
Yeah.
Is it Horrible Miracles or Beautiful Miracles? I don't know. I can't remember. They both mean very different things, but still, you know what I mean. I can't remember what he said, but they're called Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And because Fox owns the right to the word mutant, which is stupid.
That's a little far-reaching, I think.
Yeah. Anyways, right, Fox, you're getting a little dictatorish.
Yeah.
Anyways, and they also own the rights to X-Men. So that's what I was saying a minute ago is how are they going to do Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, even though they're Marvel characters, they're Magneto's kids is their storyline. And that's why they're so messed up.
Yeah.
Is because their dad is a crazy, you know, mutant warmonger.
Yeah.
Like he's... You know, they that's why they're so crazy and so messed up and so dark and twisted, because they're always trying to please their dad, who is evil.
Yeah.
So they're always torn, and that's why they're crazy. So and they said they're going to change their origin story, which I hate.
Yeah.
Because I love their origin story.
Yeah.
But
But when you got studio wars like that, what can you do? You know?
I know. They got to work with what they have.
Yeah.
I just really wish that Fox would ease up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to give them back X-Men, but at least
Fox has done a good job with the X-Men movies.
They have. Well
except for X3.
Recovering from the which we devastation talk about. of X-Men 3, which is I don't count as a movie. It's just
it was a bad dream I had one time.
Yes.
One time because I never saw it again.
Exactly. I watched it once, and I'm never gonna watch it again. But it, you know, it's it, they've done with this new movie, Days of Future Past, the new X-Men that's coming out, which is we've talked about before. It's one of my favorite X-Men comic book runs because it's just killer.
Does it? Never mind. Go ahead.
What are you gonna say?
Does it? It doesn't tie in with Ultron at all, does it? But it's a very similar.
It's very similar.
It's a different company.
Yeah. No, it doesn't tie in with Ultron at all. It's very similar to the Ultron storyline.
Yeah.
But it's
like AI and
Well, kind of the. Oh man, I can't believe that I'm forgetting stuff again. There's a company.
Yeah, is it
What's the name of the company? They made little cool little YouTube commercials.
I know.
It's
not. It's obviously it's not Stark, but it's.
It's.
Is it the Hammer?
No.
It's the other company. Like the other big weapons manufacturer. Right.
No, it's actually a completely different company.
I'm getting all kinds of confused.
Dang it! What is it? I can't remember what the name of the company is. Sorry, I was looking it up. But they made the Sentinels.
Which are Ultron-esque.
Yeah, they are very...
In a way.
Yeah, they're very Ultron-esque. Trask Industries.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Which is owned and run by... dang it! I'm forgetting everything. I gotta read more. I gotta read again. I haven't read in so long. Anyways, I gotta reread that storyline. But they're owned by, you know, the typical I wanna kill all the mutants guy. And then
which is Trask, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah. Andrew.
Andrew Trask.
No, I know that guy. That's a real person. Dang it.
Sorry, Andrew.
Sorry, buddy. You're not a crazy prejudiced guy. Anyway, but yeah, Trask is the I'm pretty sure that's his name. But I feel like I'm mixing storylines, but
I do too, but I'm trying to
I'm gonna give it a shot anyways. Don't hate me, world, if I get this completely wrong. Cause it's been a little while since I read these books. But I do believe that it is the typical AI thing. The AI takes over and starts, you know, its objective becomes more than just to take out all the mutants. It's just like to fix things or whatever. Mm. And the humanity is what is the problem. And it becomes this post-apocalyptic, just, you know, you fast forward to this post-apocalyptic thing where almost all the mutants are dead and most of the X-Men are dead, and the rest of them are fighting for their existence and just trying to win the battle, and they're desperately losing. What's his name? The brain guy with the bald head, Professor X. See, this is terrible.
The brain guy with the bald head.
Yeah, he That's has awesome. To send Wolverine's consciousness back into his. Past self, to his future consciousness, to his past self, so that Wolverine can convince the young Professor X and Magneto to join forces sooner, so that they can, because together they can actually beat the coming. It's before the Sentinels actually are in use and everything, and so they can try and defeat the coming ocelot of Trask Industries.
Hmm.
But it's
that's next year, right?
Yeah, that's next year. But it looks really good. And that is the literally, which I didn't even think about that after the third X-Men movie. All I thought was, oh my gosh, how are they going to fix this?
Yeah.
And then it took them two origin movies to figure out how they're going to fix it. Two origin movies.
Which
and
I still have not seen
First Class.
Can you believe that?
Really?
I still have not seen it.
It's pretty good.
I've heard it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's cool to see all the old school characters that you don't ever see in the movie. But anyways.
Well, I would just like to say I'm pretty proud of myself. I have not been lazy while I've been studying for these tests and things. In my spare time, I've actually been reading a lot more comic books.
Yeah.
Digitally, because it's cheaper on my phone.
Yeah.
But as much as my budget will allow.
Yeah.
I read a lot of the Winter Soldier arc, which is really good. Not anything pre-movie or even during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I saw it, because what I had read about the movie from several different fans and things with it was that it was a combination of several different stories, which it turned out to be.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I can't really afford to buy the timeline of every single story that they're going to include in the movie.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick one.
Yeah.
So I actually picked the namesake Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And started diving into that series a little bit. And that is a really good series of comic books. It's really good. It's super interesting.
It is.
But it's actually post movie. It's after, spoiler alert. it's after the where I picked up is after Bucky has regained his memory and everything, and knows who he is, and he's and Steve Rogers has died, and so it's when Bucky takes up the mantle
and becomes Captain,
which
America.
Is my favorite shot in the movie.
Yeah,
of all the Easter eggs in the whole movie, it's 1 second.
Yeah,
one second.
Like,
the shield falls down, and he picks it up,
and
he poses it.
Yeah.
And he's got the metallic arm and the shield. And I was like, and everybody in the theater stared at me.
Yeah.
But
that's what me and my friend, or one of the students, Megan, were talking about. She was like, well, he's going to be Captain America. Because didn't you see that shot? That was what that shot was for.
Yeah.
I was like, it was.
That made me super happy.
Yeah.
So anyway, it picks up after he has been, it actually picks up right when Fury comes to Bucky, and he's like, I need to tell you something. Steve isn't actually dead. We figured out how to heal him or whatever, and like, he's doing okay. And Bucky's upset, like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And everything. And he's like, the same reason I didn't tell you when I died, you know, for your protection and everything. And like, but now you can know.
Yeah.
And so anyways, it happens. And so it's like, okay, Steve's going to be okay. You don't have to be Captain America anymore. And then Bucky and Black Widow go searching into their past.
Which is something
to find out Bucky's origin and stuff, and like to uncover this plot that's going on. And so they're like going all over the place, and it's a really good storyline. And two, that was something that really bugged me in the movie, is that Natasha
Didn't know him. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'd heard about him. He was like this ghost, but I didn't know him.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you have a history together. Yeah.
They're weird kind of friends.
Yeah.
Not really.
And she was like hitting on Captain America the whole first half of the movie. Yeah. And I was like, no,
that's not right.
You,
guys.
Number one, were with Hawkeye for a while.
Yeah.
And two,
maybe still should be.
And still should be, technically.
Yeah.
And two, you know who Bucky is. And you were with him.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me.
Yeah.
But then, so there's that. I read that storyline. And then, two, I read the Infinity series.
Ooh.
The Avengers Infinity, which is six. It's six series.
Mm-hmm.
Six graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spinoffs. I haven't gotten the spinoffs yet because I don't have money, like I said.
Yeah.
But if I had about $40 more, I would get the side stories.
Yeah.
But I wish they would somehow tie this into the movie, which they kind of are with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not quite. It's the Infinity Gauntlet is actually kind of a separate story.
Yeah.
From Avengers Infinity.
Yeah.
Avengers Infinity is separate. It's where the creators, the builders of the universe are coming to destroy the universe that they created.
Yeah.
So it's this, it's actually this race of super intelligent aliens that supposedly created the universe.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Star Wars. Like, they have this machine that obliterates planets and stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's really an interesting story, because Thanos is working behind the scenes too. So it's twofold. It's like the builders are coming to destroy the universe, and Thanos is seeking out all of his kids to kill all of his kids because they pose a threat to his power, because they're his kids.
Yeah.
And he finds a son, which I can't remember his name. But his son has been a healer his whole life. Like, he's been able to
heal people.
Yeah, he's been able to, like, you know, somehow be the inverse of what he's supposed to be, actually.
Yeah.
And actually, like, take away sickness and death and, like, help people. Mm-hmm. And so he's been in this city, and he's been, like, a healer, and he's become, like, this person among them. Well, this little weasel guy finds him.
Weasel.
And I think his name is Maul. And he captures him and keeps him prisoner till Thanos gets there.
What's his first name? Darth?
No.
Dang.
And and then actually what happens is, well, actually no, before that, before Thanos gets there and before he holds him captive, he, like, somehow, I can't remember how he does it, but he somehow convinces him to, like, unlock his true self or something like that. I need to reread it. But anyway, his true self is actually the inverse of being a healer, and he actually brings death, like, to anything he touches, pretty much. Like, he kills him, and that he hates that, because he's like, oh my gosh, my whole life I've been a healer and I love helping people, and now everybody I touch dies.
Ugh.
And, like, he has the ability to just basically kill everybody in a radius around him to an extent. And so then the dude, like, captures him and everything, and Thanos shows up and is trying to kill him, and then the Avengers show up and stop Thanos from killing him.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a really good story. Like, it's kind of like the X-Men thing, where, like, a lot of people die. Like, a lot of important people die.
Yeah.
And everything, and it becomes this huge epic battle. And Thor has some really cool fight scenes in it. Like, Thor,
really?
Like, is just BA, dude. Like, he's just, like, it's so cool because Cap's in charge.
Yeah.
At this point, obviously.
Yeah.
And so he's leading the initiative to stop the builders from destroying the universe. And anyway, and, like, Thor is just, like, siding with him, and it's really good. you should see it.
Read it.
Yeah.
Did you see the other little thing that was in Captain America?
Which one?
That's not really a thing. And you kind of have to know it to notice it. But the two scientists that were, spoilers, that were wiping dudes, what's his name? Winter Soldier's brain, Bucky's brain. You know, there's the one that was kind of blonde, and he did all the talking. And then there was the other guy with the beard and the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy with the beard and glasses is a guy named Ed Brubaker.
Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
The writer, yeah.
And he's the writer
of the Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome.
I didn't know that when I saw it, and then I read it afterwards.
Yeah.
And they were like, Ed Brubaker is in here in this scene. And I was like, what?
That's the guy.
So tonight I will watch for that.
Yeah. I really want to go see that movie again. So bad. Yeah. That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Because I know there's more stuff in there that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be.
There's a lot.
Like, I kept trying to, when the machine was finding all the people, like, to kill them, I was like, I got to look, because there are going to be names that I know. There's got to be names.
Yeah, there's got to be. Like,
but I can't look that fast. But that was such a good movie.
It really was.
It was so good.
Next year we get Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Right? Hopefully.
I think so.
It's in the works.
Yeah.
And then this year we get Age of Ultron in like a month, right? Or 2 months? No, September.
Really?
Don't we?
I didn't know that was this year.
Or maybe, is it Guardians of the Galaxy that's in 3 months?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
One of them comes out this year.
I know Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out really soon.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen any trailers for Age of Ultron, so, and I have for Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm actually excited about. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I wasn't at first. I was afraid because it has so much CGI.
Yeah, but it looks good.
They're going to lose people. But it does look good, and I've been binging on Parks and Rec for the past month.
Oh, and dude.
And Andy Dwyer
is
Star-Lord.
Cut for that movie.
Did he?
Yeah, he's huge.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
But that's going to look good. You know what I'm pissed about, though?
What?
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people are really mad because they don't like the way they look.
Yeah.
I think they look awesome. I think they should look like that all the time. But I don't think they should be genetically engineered humans.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was upset because I didn't like the way they looked.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they looked awesome. Like 10 feet tall. I'd be terrified.
That was cool, but like their faces just don't look.
Yeah, they look kind of like chipmunks.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the cartoon.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like an accurate CGI representation of the cartoon faces.
Yeah.
It looks like something totally different.
Yeah.
It was kind of
weird turtle pigs.
Creepy.
But I think that's what it is. I know that they don't have the original origin story. And
that's
I love the original origin story. They might not be human.
Because it ties in with Daredevil.
Exactly. And it's so cool. I love that. But it just makes me mad.
SMH.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Shaking my head.
Oh, okay. You got to speak in words, not...
When people hashtag SMH.
Yeah, I speak in words, not hashtags.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyways. hashtag duh. Anyways. But yeah, like that's one thing I love about the Turtles is the origin story.
Yeah.
How cool it is. And they're not doing it. I mean, it could be cool, but it's not Turtles.
It's not the same Turtles.
Exactly. I was talking to a coworker, a friend of mine, a guy named Meeks, Joshua Meeks, and he's a big comic book fan. And we were the Turtles are, he loves Iron Man and the Turtles. And he was yelling about how mad he was. I was like, dude, I know. Calm down. We're in prison. Don't yell.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah. He was really mad. And, because apparently,
were they intentionally engineered?
Yeah, they're made.
Why would you intentionally engineer humans
turtles.
To be like turtles? The whole point is that it's an accident.
Exactly. Now, I don't know. It just says that they're made, and they imply that they're human, altered humans, but I don't know if that's true or if they're literally just made, just grown. Like, if they genetically engineered turtles to be like humans. It could be both ways. It could be the other way.
Still.
But still,
why
that's...
Why would you do that?
Yeah. You know, that's weird. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But apparently, what's the dude's name? Casey. He's not in the movie. The dude with the hockey stick?
What?
The bat and the hockey mask? Yeah, he's not in the movie at all. He was my favorite.
Why are they making this movie?
Exactly. Like, Splinter's in it. Shredder's in it. You know, the Foot Clan are in it. Which is, they better call him the Foot, because that would be the only nod to Daredevil left in the series.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the people that Daredevil fought were the Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the Foot Clan. So, yeah, I just...
Man.
They better not.
At least it's the creators of Transformers.
Yeah.
So that's...
So it'll probably look really good.
Yeah.
Which it looks
That's what I've been telling,
thing.
Like, Gay was talking about it. And I was like, I mean, it's going to look good.
Yeah.
I'm just...
It's going to be a...
Know.
It's probably going to be a good...
Making foxes in it.
Yeah. Ugh. It's probably going to be a good, entertaining movie, but...
But is it going to be accurate?
A good Ninja Turtles movie is another question.
Yeah.
So... I don't know.
That's
it could make me mad or it could be cool. I don't know.
And see, the Transformers movie, I'm not a huge Transformers nerd, so I don't really know a lot.
Yeah.
Those stories could have been completely made up.
Yeah.
But that, to me, was fine because there really wasn't much story. Like, it's pretty much action. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's just kind of like, these are the Autobots, these are the
Decepticons,
and they fight.
Yeah.
And that was enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with Ninja Turtles, I don't know, you can't really do that.
there's certain things that have to happen in order for it.
There's enough substance and backstory and enough comic book roots.
Yeah.
For Ninja Turtles.
That guy's name is Casey, isn't it?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's Casey.
You should be really proud of me for this. So that I wouldn't be...
sound it out.
Bias, I guess. About a week ago, I downloaded the DC comic app.
Yeah, you did.
I haven't read anything yet. I was going to, but I didn't want to spend any money. And all the free ones are like, I didn't realize this until I downloaded them, but it's like Batman 101 or like JLA 101.
Yeah.
And it's just like snippets. Like they cut comics and put them together to give you a history so that you can kind of, and it's, a lot of it is like, they'll have a picture. It's not even comic book form. It's like, this happens here, blah, 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 blah. And they show you a picture of this character and like what their role is and everything. And I was like, this isn't a comic book.
This is like a catch me up.
It's a catch me up. And two, the parts of comic books that they did put together, it's different writers. Yeah. It's different artists. So it looks different. And I was like, I can't track with this.
Yeah.
So I didn't read it because I just, you know, that's not a comic book. That's a catch me up. And I couldn't hang with it.
Which, who knows what the heck's happening with that movie? Good Lord. Batman?
Superman. Well, it was Superman.
Now it's
they're trying to make it what, JLA or?
Yeah, it was Superman. Then it was Superman versus Batman. Then now it's like they're talking about making a JLA movie, and I don't know. Just do what Marvel did.
Yeah,
no one's gonna be mad at you. Yeah. Just do that.
Yeah,
it's a good model. It's been proven.
But stop,
do that.
Stop looking like you're trying to do it all in one movie.
Exactly.
That's what they did with Man of Steel.
Yeah.
They tried to do it all in one movie. They tried to make it like Thor and Iron Man and everything. They tried to make it all one movie.
Yeah.
They're like, stop.
And then they got us all excited, and then we're like, oh, this is, wait, it's over? That was way too much information to put into one movie.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just.
I had this discussion on Facebook the other day because I was, I wanted to start a war. Desi was like, why did you do that? You know you were opening a can of worms. What were you doing? I was like, you know what? I'm not afraid of confrontation. I decided to try it. And earlier that day, I had said, can we all just agree that Tangled was better than Frozen?
I saw that, and I was like, I judged you a little.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You don't like Tangled better?
No, by far, Tangled is better.
Just because I said that.
Yeah, just because you said that.
I'm marrying Desi.
That's true. Then I also realized that. And I was like, well, you know, what are you going to do?
And then after that, and everybody was like, yes, thank you, whatever. And then later that day, I was like, okay, enough kiddie stuff. Let's talk about the issues that matter. Can we all just agree that Marvel is every way superior to DC?
I wish I had seen that.
And everybody was like... Whoa,
we were with you on the Tangled thing.
And then
right?
almost everybody was like, if Batman can be excluded from that statement, then yes. And I was like, no, Batman is not excluded from this statement. Thank you very much. And actually, later I had to go be like, you guys, it was a joke. Like,
stop.
I don't think that Marvel is in every way better than DC. Calm
Get
down.
Out from in front of my house.
Yeah.
Put your picket signs down.
Relax about it.
Why do you have torches? We have flashlights.
But... One guy, Derek, Stephanie Child's boyfriend, made a good point. And he was saying that the animated series are far superior to Marvel's animated anything.
Yeah.
Which is completely true.
Absolutely.
And if they were to apply
that...
Well, maybe it wasn't Derek. Derek made another good point. It was Carlos and my friend Chad Martin that said that about the animated series. Mm-hmm. But if they would somehow get the same writers or whatever to work on their movies... Yeah. Like, Marvel's winning in the movie department. And frankly, apart from Chris Nolan stuff, DC's movies are crappy.
Yeah. And they started getting, Marvel's movies started getting good when they started getting comic book writers and stuff to work on the movies.
Right. So. Exactly. And so if you get the writers for the animated stuff, because your animated movies rock.
They're so
They
good.
Kick butt.
Yeah.
And Marvel's look like Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Well, because they are Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's DC's problem. They need to get with the program.
They just need to take all the production staff, well, not the production staff, but like the writing staff and from their animated movies and put them on a real movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just be like, hey, do this. Make this a universe that we can live in. And yeah. then, you know, we'll be billionaires like the people at Marvel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Marvel's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know they are.
We're like, yeah, you guys are great.
yeah.
I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
So, huh.
Get money.
Get
get money.
That's how we party. I don't hang out with tall people. Anyways.
Your buddy slapped their knees twice. Is what it says.
It's so funny. Anyways.
Oh, wow. 45.
We're at 45 minutes already.
Yeah, I got to pee.
Wow. That was... I guess it helps when we don't do anything for forever.
Yeah. Now we have something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, that was that's our time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed our show. And, you know, I'm not destined to be a TV host, apparently, because I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging with us and bearing with our... hiatus.
Yes, thank you.
We will try to make it the last one for a while.
Yeah.
The best of our abilities.
Yes. So.
So yeah.
Thanks for hanging out. Hey Ben.
Hey.
Do we have a Twitter?
We do.
I think we do.
Hasn't been touched in a while. It's probably got cobwebs all over it.
Yeah.
At Poser Podcast, follow us there.
Do we have a Instagram?
At Poser Podcast.
Do we have a Facebook?
We do. It's facebook.com/poserpodcast.
What if people want to email us?
poserpodcast@gmail.com.
And please email us because I still get emails on that account, and it's always from Podomatic, which is the people we put our post our podcast to the internet through.
Yeah.
And every time we get on there, it's just like emails, like 1,000 emails from Podomatic.
DJ
like,
so-and-so is following you.
Exactly. I don't care if DJ so-and-so is following me. I want to hear from people that listen to our show.
Yeah.
So.
Please, just email us and say hi. I listen.
Yeah. Just that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Which a few people have. Literally, a few.
Yeah.
So.
Just a few.
Which I know I'm making this begging like we've been doing this for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Like. I'm mad at you.
But now that we're back, we need to know.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and those of you who do listen, tell your friends.
Please.
Go on iTunes and leave us a review.
Yeah, iTunes. And
I guess we're still on there, right?
I think so. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's a scary thought.
We don't have a phone number anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, we do.
Did you renew it?
Yeah, it still works.
Oh, okay.
And we still have the domain name that... we haven't done anything with. So, we'll
so there's that.
There's that. So yeah, the, what is it? 222? No, that's not it.
I don't know.
2212 is the, I don't know. Just listen to an old episode. It's on there.
This is our last episode.
Yeah. So yeah, let us know that you're listening. And that's fun.
So, yeah. Don't stare at the potato. Don't stare at the potato. Don't do it.